And joining us in the studio now is a rather large and eclectic group of musicians.
Don't call me eclectic, Bob.
She is, though.
Or as a friend of mine used to say, a large and electric. But no, they're not electric. They're all acoustical. And that is David Grinstead and Yvonne Mills and Steve Levine and Marco Good. And we're not even going to tell that joke tonight.
No.
No. Do you have any new jokes for us, by the way? We'll wait on them. But
I don't think so.
Okay.
And I have to interrupt here. It's not Yvonne, it's Yvonne.
Yvonne.
Yvonne, I'm sorry.
Well, no, that's very common. I still say Yvonne, but it's Yvonne.
Now, you are, among others, as I understand it, part of the Community Music Circle. David, tell us, first of all, what is the Community Music Circle?
Well, the Community Music Circle is just an opportunity for any musician or poet or whatever to come to a place and do their thing. And it's not a jam. It's a music circle, one person at a time. And each person has to invite the other musicians or any other musician to play along if they want.
Oh, I see.
If they
okay.
want. So normally other people would not play along with you, as opposed to a jam where everybody gets going and
sure.
some people are louder and it get pretty, it's not always that much fun.
Oh, okay.
And
now, how often do you do this?
Every Friday at 7 o'clock to 8:30.
And this is at the Shanty Camp?
Yeah, it's at Shanty Camp.
And Marco, where is Shanty Camp?
Well, Shanty Camp is just upstairs from the Betsy Bowen studio, two blocks up away from the highway from Buck's Hardware.
So it's in the old playhouse.
The old playhouse, which used to be the Lutheran Church before it was a playhouse.
Right, right. And how many people on on any given Friday evening show up to play?
Boy, I think the biggest group was probably 10 or 12.
No, it was like 120, I think.
17. Everybody got half a second to play.
17, I always count.
Was it 17? Yeah, and then sometimes it's 4 or 5, so it depends. You know, people start getting busier now, so
oh, sure.
it seems like it's sure. gotten less.
And I think I read somewhere or heard that it is only acoustic. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And I should have said David. And is there any restriction on what kind of instrument? I mean, for the reason I asked this.
Obviously not.
Is that Buck plays kazoo.
All
I
right.
don't know. I don't know why.
We've been trying to get Buck there.
Yeah, he plays kazoo. Actually, we had a group of people in who had a very interesting project. They rehabbed old musical instruments for the benefit of high school kids. And Buck donated his kazoo to them. And,
nice. Did it have to be worked on before
Thank
you
goodness.
Could use it?
Oh, it had a lot of rehab work.
Was that a rehab?
Yeah, absolutely. But
new piece of tissue paper.
So it was. We were pretty impressed with that one. Buck did that. Now, is there Yvonne? Obviously, you must have a whole lot of different types of musicians that show up for the community music circle. And it sounds a little like, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but there's a place in Nashville called the Bluebird Cafe, and a lot of times performers, both famous and not so, will show up, and it's the same kind of a deal. It's a circle, and you have to be invited to play with somebody else. How long have you been doing this?
I don't know. Right from the start. So how long was that, David? I mean, with the Grand Marais Community
yeah,
Song Circle.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, February,
Winter?
Something like that?
I don't know.
Now, do you play, Yvonne, do you play in other groups?
Well, I played with David for the ACA thing as Yada Yada.
Oh, sure, you're
and
part
then
of Yada
in
Yada.
In the little drum group. I'm learning.
Community drumming?
Well, is it community drumming? It's.
Or is that not?
Might be. It might be private drumming.
Zabobo?
Zabobo. It's kind of a set group.
Okay.
So, and yeah, I don't know. I guess that's it.
Let's, maybe when Marco gets done talking to Buck.
Sorry.
Why don't we get some music? What are you going to do first for us?
Well, I think we should for sure get Barb and Yvonne. in there. Barb is Marco and I were the originators, kind of, and we rent Shanty Camp. Shanty Camp is a space. We rent that from Betsy Bowen Studio. And so we are the facilitators, kind of. Mm-hmm. And then Yvonne actually has facilitated also. But Yvonne and Barb are kind of people, participants, let's say. Mm-hmm. And Barb, Barb is the epitome of what I like seeing at the music circle, because she plays a ukulele. And at a jam, you don't hear a ukulele.
Yeah.
Everybody overpowers it. And she just started playing, and so she came to the music circle one time, and she's come a few times since then.
Now, Barb, do you ever take the flute and play that?
I do, yeah. Ah. Yeah, I do play that, and I'm much more comfortable. This is me stepping out of my comfort zone.
I was going to let folks know that we have three guitars. Marco and Yvonne and David are all on guitar. And I believe, I'm not sure. No, it isn't. I was going to say this might have been the first ukulele on the Roadhouse, but we had another group that had a ukulele. In fact, wasn't there a group, Too Many Ukuleles? No, that was a different group. Anyway,
Too Many Banjos. Well, this is Too Many Ukuleles, but that's okay.
How long have you played that, Barb?
I've been playing this for about 10 minutes, which is what I tell people.
Okay.
And it's been fun. So we'll sing you a song.
Barb Levine and Friends.
Oh my gosh. Can't believe they talked me into this. Okay. This is a Decemberist song that Yvonne and I have been thinking about doing. So.
And we are not professionals.
That'll be apparent.
They'll find that out pretty soon.
A sweetheart left behind. Far from the hills of the sea-swelled Carolinas, that's where my true love lies. Hop, 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 hop. Look for me when the sun bright swallow sings upon the birch bough high.
Are in the ground with the voles and the weevils all a chew upon your bones so dry.
Hop, 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 hop. But when the sun breaks, do no more bullets in Battle Creek. Then will you make a grave? For I will be home then. I will be home then. I will be home then. I will be home then.
When I was a girl, how the hills of me in.
There at the fair when our eyes caught careless, got my heart right pierced by a pin. But oh, did you see all the dead of Manassas, all the bellies and the bones and the bile?
All too few to keep me from you.
bodies may be parted, though our skin may not touch skin. Look for me with the sun bright sparrow, I will come on the breath of the wind.
Now, is that your debut as a ukulele player?
It really is.
Is it? Oh, my gosh. We're honored. That was Barb Levine on ukulele.
You're very kind, Bob. Thank
and
you.
And Yvonne Mills with both of them on vocals. You did very well. You did very well.
As it's kind of one of those three-chord songs, you know?
Well, you got to start somewhere. So, do you play any other stringed instrument, or are you just picking?
No,
you're just learning this.
I'm burning new pathways in my aging brain. I turned 50, and so I thought, well, I got to do something new. So
you're in uncharted waters.
I am.
Now, Yvonne, Barb said earlier that's a Decembrist. What does that mean for those of us who?
That's the name of the group that wrote the song.
Oh, I see.
The Decemberists. Yep.
Oh, I see. Yep. Part of it was really very uplifting and joyful. They were talking about bodies and bones
all
and bile.
All the bellies and the bones. Yeah. And we like to keep
really,
it light.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really fun to have at a party.
It's uplifting at deer season.
Yeah. Gotta go have a beer now.
Well, now, let's talk a little bit and briefly about all of your musical backgrounds. David, talk a little bit about your musical background and how long you've been playing and all the rest of that.
Yeah, well, I've been playing since I was 14. So I can't remember how long that is.
Tell us how old you are. We'll figure it out for you.
But, you know, as far as background, you know, one thing I wanted to emphasize, I got a little set of notes here, and there's some things I wanted to emphasize about the music circle, and one thing is that it's not about me and Marco, who started it and who kind of hosts it, but it would have been kind of hard to get all the people to invite all the people that have participated here, so
Now, how do people find out about it? Just obviously now, of course, the word's out.
Well, yeah, the whole world will know now.
You're going to have to now have people take numbers, but. Is it just pretty much word of mouth?
No, we've had it on radio. In fact, I did an interview a couple of months ago on the morning show, one of the morning shows.
Well, what are you doing back?
About, yeah, that's right. That's right. Thanks, Bob.
Trying for your own show? Or?
David doesn't like to talk about himself that much, but I like to talk about David. So if you want to know anything about David, you can just ask me.
And Yvonne, what's your musical background?
I've always just loved music, singing since I was a child, and school choirs, and played flute, you know, since the fifth grade, and picked up guitar when I was 19, and little penny whistle that I was inspired by on a trip to Ireland, and I don't know, I just mainly love to sing.
Well, that's great.
I don't play so well on the instruments, I just play along for something to have for my voice.
And Marco, obviously we've got three guitars and a ukulele here, but are there other types of instruments?
We've had our friend Roger came with his banjo. We've had a couple other banjos come to the gang from up the trail came and brought all guitars and homemade banjo.
Fiddle.
That was really pretty terrific, and then the young lady played the fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been quite a few fiddles, violins, and then didgeridoo. There's been a regular couple of regular didgeridoo players that if we can play in the right key, we can play with them. But
it can play one note.
Didgeridoo solo is pretty cool too.
Yeah.
So.
Any oboes ever?
Not yet. Not too many wind instruments.
Keyboard, did you say, sometimes?
Yeah, oh yeah. And we have, you know, because it's all at the acoustic level, we have an electric keyboard in the shanty camp room, And we just turned the volume down on that, and okay. It is amplified. But
which is much quieter than an acoustic piano.
Yeah, the acoustic piano that we have in the main part of the performance space of what's upstairs is, it'll drown out anything.
Yeah. And again, it's on Friday evenings from 7 until 8:30.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's. How about another number?
What's next? What do you want to do?
Do Rain Dogs next.
I've exhausted my repertoire. So.
You know, I can't help myself. I gotta say something about that.
His mic
when,
is really hot.
When we first started doing Shanty Camp.
His mic is really hot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
I'm talking too loud is why it's so hot.
Michael don't talk so loud.
But one thing I did want to say about Barb and her ukulele really being a kind of a defining situation instrument for community music circle, because she came and started playing these songs, and it's obviously too, it's not an instrument that you want to play along with, or you'll drown it out. Mm-hmm. And she and Yvonne did another duet that was just beautiful, and right away, as soon as we started doing Shanty Camp, we could see like this was something that where a collaboration like that could take place where it probably wouldn't otherwise. You know, I think people who think of themselves as performers, unlike myself, I just don't think of myself as a performer. But when I'm at Shanty Camp, I'm always perfectly comfortable trying out new things.
Good.
It's not a place where we perform. It's a place where we work on things together. And if you have a song that you're just learning, it's a good place to bring it and learn it with somebody else.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Good deal.
So that's what I wanted to say about Shanty Camp. But we're going to do Rain Dogs now?
Yeah. Yeah. This is kind of a nice chorus sing-along song. And so that's why I picked it. It's called Rain Dogs. And I didn't write it. Inside a broken clock, splashing the wine with the rain dogs. Taxi, we'd rather walk, huddle a doorway with the rain dogs. For I am a rain dog too. Oh, how we danced and we swallowed the night, for it was all right for dreaming. Oh, how we danced away all of the lights, we've always been out of our minds. The rum poured strong and thin, out the dustman with the rain dogs. Aboard a shipwreck train, give my umbrella to the rain dogs. For I am a rain dog too. Oh, how we danced with the rows of trolleys, long hair black as a raven. Oh, how we danced, and you whispered to me, you'll never be going back home. Oh, how we danced with the rolls of trolley, your long hair black. You'll never be going back home.
Rain Dogs, performed by Yvonne Mills and Marco Good and David Grinstead. Thanks very much. there's been a little focus, Barb, on you and your ukulele. why? I mean, in a good way. Why did you decide to start playing? Why did you choose the ukulele?
Well, that's an interesting question. It kind of came to me that, I don't know, I wanted to do something. I've kind of maybe wanted to sing over the years, but you know, you kind of wanted. I don't play the piano. I play another instrument that I'm fairly proficient at, and it was really frustrating. I'm too old and stupid to play the guitar. And so the learning curve on the ukulele is quite flat.
I see.
It's just easy to pick it up. It's four strings. It's pretty easy to play. And so, yeah.
So that's why.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes
it's fun.
Sense.
It was my winter project. Here I am inflicting it on you all.
Now, David, obviously the community music circle is for folks, as Marco said, not to come to perform necessarily, but rather to share their music and to work on music, songs or whatever. Is it something, though, that you would encourage, or do people come just to listen? Do they come, you know, say, I'm sorry, I don't play an instrument, but I'd just like to listen to you folks?
Well, so far we haven't invited people to come listen, because that was asked at the interview I did a couple of months ago, and I hadn't thought about it. But really, it's we don't have room for an audience, and I think it's more comfortable for people if we don't invite an audience
to come listen.
But we might, this summer, we might move into a What's Upstairs, which is a bigger space next door, and invite people to come, so we'll have to change the radio announcement and such if we do that. But yeah, we thought about doing that. And that kind of brings up, you know, What's Upstairs is used to be the old Playhouse space,
right?
You know, and it's Betsy Bowen owns it. And Betsy Bowen's been really good about, she really wants music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's always wanted art, but the art of music she really loves too. Music and dance, and we do drumming. And really appreciate that she's invited us to use that space.
Well, and maybe, you know, as far as somebody to come and listen, who knows? Maybe it will develop that some of the musicians or a lot of the musicians that show up on Friday nights will decide to put together some kind of a performance deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
in the public. Yeah, that would be fun.
And the other thing about, I mean, we don't forbid people to come and listen. If you're with somebody who's going to shanty camp, you're certainly welcome to come and sit and listen. But we just don't want to.
You don't want Buck and me there
to have a great. But yeah, especially you guys.
But anybody Buck else get, is okay.
Unless you Buck have to see some ID.
Unless Buck can get his kazoo back.
Yeah.
Well, we've got time for one more. What can you do for us?
Well, I'd like to hear Marco do a tune, because Marco is a songster. Man, he knows a ton of tunes, and
mostly yeah. John Prine.
Yeah,
no, he knows a lot of logging stuff and shanties.
If you know John Prine, you don't need to know anything.
That's right.
And I just want to correct one more little misconception that might have been created during this program, that Yvonne is not an instrumentalist. You should hear her play the penny whistle. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Buck just told me to remind you that
this you is. You got the bleeper ready.
This is public. We don't have the 7-second delay. So.
Watch those limericks.
Yeah.
Limericks.
Yeah, I think this one's okay. It's
you
it's
think?
A song that was written by Michael Burton, and it was made famous by lots of musicians, including Jerry Jeff Walker. He played it on an album, and I think Emmylou Harris has done it too, but it's a beautiful cowboy song.
And this is a good example of how this is not professional or performing, because like, I'm going to try messing around with some harmony, but it might not work.
Sounds good.
So, I hope it does.
Don't screw it up, Yvonne.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm not a performer.
While I was out of riding, graveyard shift midnight till dawn, moon was as bright as a reading light or a letter from an old friend back home. He said, why do they ride for the money? Hey, say, why do they roam for short pay? They ain't got nowhere to lose in their share. They must have gone crazy out there. Tells me last night I run on to Jenny. She's married and has a good life. Sure missed the track when you never come back. She's the perfect professional's wife. She said, why did he ride for his money? Hey, why does he roll for short pay? He ain't getting nowhere. Gone crazy out there, and they never seen a northern light, never seen a hawk on the wing, they never seen spring at the great divide, they never heard old Camp Cookie sing. Well, I read up the last of his letter, and I tore off the stamp for Black Jim. Billy rode up to relieve me, just looked at my letter and he grinned. He said, why do they ride for their money? Hey, why do they roll for short pay? They ain't getting nowhere and they're losing their share. Son, they all must be crazy down there, 'cause they never seen the northern lights, never seen a hawk on the wing, they never seen spring at the great divide.
Very nice, very nice. We have we've been listening to and visiting with Marco Good on guitar, David Grinstead on guitar, Yvonne Mills on guitar, and Barb Levine debuting her ukulele. And they're all members of the Community Music Circle. They get together on Friday evenings at Shanty Camp, which is above Betsy Bowen Studio, from 7 to 8:30. And I want to thank all of you for coming in. David, you look as if you perhaps have something more to share. You're studying your notes pretty closely.
Yes, I got about 30 other things here on my list.
Good, pick one.
No,
short dissertation.
The most enjoyable thing about it is new people coming around, and whether they come once, twice, or whatever, because some people have come through from out of town, and it's just delightful to hear something new, somebody know.
So if you're up here visiting and you brought your instrument with you, do not be afraid to show up.
That's right, yeah.
And it's not just music. If you've got a poem that you recite, it's a wonderful place for that, too. We just love to have that kind of performance going on, too.
I wrote a novel. Could it be up here?
Yeah, you can read that. You'd have to start early.
I will, and stay late. Thanks, all of you, very much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Bob.